we've got the job support scheme, and obviously the furlough scheme has evolved, but I think the Chancellor's explained the challenge of just keeping this going on indefinitely was impossible. And we do know, of course, where you do have to close your business, you are impacted as an employer, you are going to have additional support. But what I would say to people who are perhaps worried, who are listening, that we have got our sector-based work academy programmes, our Kickstart programme, we've got our new JETS programme and job finding support programme at DWP. So if you are already in touch with us, or if you need to get in touch with us, we've got a great website called Job Help, and that can help direct you to opportunities that are out there.
The schemes you're talking about, they might be laudable, but they are focusing on those people having difficulty getting back into the job market, or having difficulty changing career, that kind of thing. The scale of unemployment that we're talking about, 1.5 million unemployed at the moment, expectations that that might rise as high as 3 million by the end of the year. I'd say the issue for you, the government, the Chancellor, is about stimulating job growth at the moment and spending the money accordingly to make that happen.
So I think, Nick, what you're pointing out is correct. But there has been, and certainly when I was looking at the labour market strategy back in January, in a vastly different place where we hadn't seen employment so high since the 1970s, there were still vacancies and structural problems within our labour market. So areas such as digital, green jobs, the construction industry with an ageing workforce. So, for example, HS2 has 32,000 jobs associated with it. The care sector still with over 100,000 vacancies. So it is going to mean that maybe some people do need to look at different sectors. We're going to need to win some hearts and minds about people moving into new sectors where their sector isn't recovered in a way that perhaps they would have hoped for already. And also fixing some of those structural challenges. We need to get people to understand that there are some growing sectors where it just may mean that you need to understand how to maximise your skill set and perhaps pivot them across. And that's where our sector-based work academy programmes come into play.
Retraining is something that the government has taken flak over in the past couple of days. When you look at industries like hospitality and the arts, which are struggling at the moment, looking ahead, are you thinking there just won't be as many jobs in those sectors? And are you happy about that?
Yeah, I think, Nick, that's where, if I'm being honest, around my hearts and minds point, that actually your heart might still be in your previous sector, but actually you're going to have to do something to keep the bills being paid. And I've done that throughout my career. You in radio, me in radio, I was 13 years self-employed and very often had jobs around the creative sector to balance that. But that's where our National Skills Fund comes into place. We've got a £2.5 billion fund there, our flexible support scheme, through the job centres, and again sector-based work academy programmes. Perhaps you've got a retail or a logistics background, we can help you to recognise by going into one of these programmes where there are vacancies at the end of it, where you learn how to pivot your skills across. So it might be that people will have to choose to do things that perhaps they wouldn't like to normally do to help make ends meet while we push for recovery. But also there might be those opportunities in the digital or green sector or construction sector. And I know, for example, construction is really keen to be more diverse, inclusive, get more women into the sector and really showcase the opportunity. So there's a chance for us to fix those structural challenges, but also we're going to need to win hearts and minds. People might have to do something that's not normally what they want to do, and that's going to be difficult, and I get it.
Is that how you're defining being a government minister? Was it something that you had to do after leaving radio?
Actually, it was something I was passionate about. I studied at university and at college, and I got involved in things in my local community and wanted to change things. I certainly did not want to be the employment minister with a growing unemployment problem. I wanted to be the employment minister dealing with the structural challenges in our jobs market. But it's a before us. We can certainly push as hard as we can to get back to where we were in January, which really wasn't that long ago. But as I say, there were some structural challenges there with sectors, Cinderella sectors, which were consistently, you know, not managing to attract the people that they need to. And I'm determined to try and, as we recover, help with that challenge.